Chapter 9, in which Tigger dreams of Africa. Eeyore, the old grey donkey and ex-headmaster, had been working on his letters with the aid of broken sticks. He was now expert at the straight letters like A and E and F and H, but needed to find bendy sticks for the curvy ones like C and R and S.
"Then you can't make Christopher Robin," said Piglet, and added after a moment's thought, "or Piglet."
"Or Eeyore," said Eeyore. "Can't make anything except thee. What good is thee without something to come after it?"
"None at all," said Piglet, who had come to see Eeyore just in case he hadn't heard Pooh's cricketing hum.
Eeyore looked down at Piglet's feet.
"I do appreciate this kind visit," he said, "but I'll thank you for not standing on my thistle patch. I'm running short."
"Should I help you look for some more?"
"If you have nothing better to do, Piglet. Old thistles are fine if you've got the teeth for them, but for crunchiness and fullness of flavour there is nothing to beat a patch of young thistles with the purple flowers still on them. What's more, little Piglet, they are a cure for aches and pains."
"Do you have some of those then, Eeyore?"
"After being wicked keeper, what can you expect?"
Just then, Lottie, who had been teasing the trout in the stream, which was sparkling and fresh again after a summer storm, joined them.
"Fine morning," she said pleasantly.
"No," said Eeyore. "It wasn't then, and it isn't now."
"Don't mind him," said Piglet. "He's out of thistles, Lottie." "Is that all? I know where the best thistles are. Would you like me to take you there, Eeyore?"
As they walked through the forest carrying paper bags, a stripy thing bounced up to them.
"Good morning, Tigger," said Piglet nervously.
"No," said Eeyore. "It wasn't, and now it's getting worse."
"Hello, Piglet! Hello, Eeyore! Hello, Lottie!" cried Tigger. "Where are you all off to?"
"We're looking for thistles for Eeyore's aches and pains," said Piglet.
"I shall come too."
Tigger bounced high over a tree stump and back.
"Could you not limit yourself to small bounces?" Lottie asked.
"Very small bounces," Eeyore warned.
"Like this,"
said Piglet. He did a small bounce to show Tigger what he meant and tripped over some bindweed. The four of them set off. On the way, they met Kanga and Roo, who were enjoying the air after the storm, and the whole party headed into a cluster of trees. Just inside, they passed a clump of blackberry bushes, heavy with succulent berries.
"Those are blackberries," said Lottie. "Best in a pie, with short-crust pastry and custard."
"Tiggers like blackberries," said Tigger after tasting one.
"Well, be careful, Tigger," warned Kanga. "Only eat the black and juicy ones, and don't eat too many."
Tigger tasted several, and then grabbed a whole pawful, and then another, and then another. As he munched, he said something which could have been oomph, unless perhaps it was sploosh. After a few swallows, Tigger beamed broadly and said,
"Tiggers like blackberries very much,"
with which he grabbed another pawful. Meanwhile, Eeyore had come to a copious clump of purple thistles and was chewing on one.
"Not the best," he mumbled as he chomped away and grudgingly added, "not the worst either."